just a few halachot of those of Bedikat Hametz. Menhag of Rabbeinu Ari was to break 10 pieces of bread, less than a kezayit, and hide them around the house before the Bedikah. Obviously, he had reasons, al pi asod. However, today, it might be even a little more mandatory to put these 10 pieces around the house. For the simple reason is that the reason why we make a beracha on the bidikah, al bi'ur hametz, is because if we find something, so we're going to burn it. Because there's a chance that we might find something. But today that the women cleaned the homes weeks before Pesach, and they do a thorough cleaning, and they uncover every single cushion and every single nook and cranny. So odds are you're not going to find hametz. It's not like in the olden days where that was the main bidikah on the night. So then they knew they were going to find something. Well, there was odds that they were going to find something. So the 10 pieces were just for that reason. But Rabbi Yashiv writes, Alav Shalom, that today the 10 pieces could be more mandatory, otherwise it could be some berachah lebatala, because really the bidikah was done from before. And as we said in previous years, that according to many of the poskim, since the bidikah was really done from before, with the ladies cleaning the home very thoroughly, that the bidikah that we do on Lil Pesach doesn't have to be that thorough and that detailed, because the real work was done from before. And that's what the poskim rely on today. That's what we're relying on today, where people make a cursory bidikah, although they should spend time checking, and of course it's a good chinuch for the children to go around with them and to look for the hametz, but we have to find a zechut for the people that go quickly around the house for 15-20 minutes and that's it. They make the kal hamidah and they go. What they're relying on is, because since the bidikot were made earlier by their wives and the cleaning help, so already months before each room was done thoroughly, and then they quadrant it off, and no food in this room, and no food in that room. So everything really is done months before. So when we come the night of Pesach, the car was sent to the car wash and cleaned thoroughly already. So we go quickly, we just look to be yotzeh. The rooms were checked thoroughly already. So okay, we go in, we check. But it's not like we're making the first checking, the first bidikah, and then bidikah. That's what Chida writes also in Ma'azik Bidakha, that that's what the Sibur is relying on, that they checked it from before. But based on all this, one should be careful to put the 10 pieces now. Because now we don't want the Beracha to be Beracha al-Batala, where you know you're not going to find anything. So at least you'll find the 10 pieces. Furthermore, just in advice, the 10 pieces, the best thing is not to wrap them up in tinfoil. When you wrap them in tinfoil, you can't burn tinfoil the next day. And then you have to undo each one, and the crumbs get all over the place. The best thing is to take a piece of paper, wrap it up in a piece of paper, like a newspaper, put a little piece of tape, and that's it. And then you take the 10 pieces of bread that are in flammable material already. The next day you drop it in your bucket, you light it, start to light, it's easy. It's a much, much better way, instead of doing it in the system of the tinfoil. Next question was asked, if let's say somebody didn't check the house on Pesach, for whatever reason, or he sold the hametz, let's say, is he allowed to go into that house? Happens a lot of times. People want to know, they have a house in Deal, they have a house somewhere else, and they weren't planning on going on it on Pesach. They didn't make a bidikah. They sold whatever hametz, maybe they had some hametz in the house, or in Florida, wherever the house may be. Now he wants to go in, they want to get something. They forgot a suit or clothes. They want to go in there to get something, a sefer. So are they allowed to go into a house that wasn't checked? So I'm reading from Rabbi Karp Sefer, Ilchot Hag Behag, on page Kuf Yud Chet. He writes, Bayit Shelo Nibdak, Vechen Bayit Shel Goy. For that matter, Goy's house. We know there's hametz in that house. Sheyesh Sham Hametz, Mutar Likanes Lo BaPesach BeAkrai. You can go into the house Be'akrai, temporarily. You cannot stay in that house. You want to go in quickly to get something or to bring something, fine. Ach en ladur sham b'lo bidikah. But without a bidikah, you cannot stay in that house on Pesach. Of course, you can make a bidikah on Pesach. But to stay in that house without a bidikah is a suh. Ubet the Knesset. שלא נבדק, בית הכנסת הפגעת המקה בדיקה, מותר בכל אופן להיכנס ולנמוד ולהתפלל בו. Still permissible to go into that bit Knesset and pray, and he gives different reasons. But again, if a person is staying in a house for Pesach, besides the fact that he sold the Hametz, that's the Hametz that's quadrant off. But he has to make a bidikah on the night or subsequently if he's staying there on Pesach in order to allow him to stay in that house.